What is Soru Maher Min HaDerech? Maher, Soru Maher Min HaDerech, quickly. Hash Mulevi says, stated the answer how Klal Yisrael came to the Maisa Eigel. Klal Yisrael, the highest Madrege, is Kabbalah Satayir, they heard Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bichvoyde Be'atzmoy. The next thing we know, Eigel, Chayev Misa. No excuses, Chayev Misa, Nish Bedakis. The Chayev Misa, the Oide Avid is over. The lowest Avera that a Yid could do. Soru Maher Min HaDerech. Homu, Ha'ish Asher Elonu Mimitzrayim, Ha'ish Moish Asher Elonu Mimitzrayim, Lo Yodanu Mehoi Eloi. Soru Maher Min HaDerech. So Chaim Shmulevitz had one shmuz, and that shmuz he says, what is Soru Maher? The quickness. He says, here's a mushroom, such a nice mushroom. You have a glass cup at a table. Nice place, a table with a glass cup. You take the glass cup and you put it on the floor. Something happens to the cup. What if you push the cup off the table and it smashes on the floor? So it smashes, yeah. Manashach. If the cup could be on the floor, so why would it fall from the floor to the table to the floor? It smashed. The floor is not a bad place. You're right to put cups on the floor. The answer is, but when the cup comes from the table to the floor, it's bad. That's how they gave us. I don't know exactly, maybe in school they teach you why. But it's not the story, it's nothing to see. A cup could be on the floor, could be on a table. From the table to the floor, it smashes. The Klal Yisrael, when the Madrege was a table, Har Sinai. Quick, Soru Maher. If it would be Soru Le'at, they would be on the floor, nothing would happen to them. The lower Madrege. The Maher, smashed. Nothing is left in Klal Yisrael. Also, an Egel Maseicha, broken to pieces. So weit, and Chaim Shmulevitz said it in that shmuz, he said, Shaul HaMelech, Shaul HaMelech, Chazal call him, Ben Shono B'molcho. Rashi says, Chazal says, the Gemara, what is Ben Shono B'molcho? K'mo itinuk Ben Shono B'loichet, Ab Shaul B'loichet. Shaul is without a chet. They send him to kill the Amalekim, and he saves. Vayach mo ilohov, alatzoi, Shmuel comes and Shmuel asks him, Ma koi latzoi naze asher ani shemeya? Vayomer, kichom alohom, lehakir, vayashar ishmadnu. Vayomer, toiv, Shmuel mizevach toiv. Tazan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, Yan mo'asta et var Hashem, vayimo'as chomi melech. Vayomer, chotosi ki yoreis yisor, einichen alim. The truth is, I was scared. I was a fresh king, new war, the soldiers wanted to take. I was scared to say no. Vayomer Shmuel, Hashem gave the malchus to someone else. Shmuel is about to turn, Shaul holds on to his jacket in tears. And Shaul tells Shmuel, come with me to give a Shaul. Novi came and Novi went. Shaul is not embarrassed. Shmuel is Chanovi Hashem. Shaul is Ben Shona Ben Molchoi. Beloichet. Not embarrassed to tell Shmuel, you know, but let me fake the idea of the routine that we're going together. May Moasra Hashem Yimelech. Zorik Nechai Shmulevitz, Shaul told Shmuel, if you will leave me now, I will go after Derech. The clap is too strong. Soft it for me. Softer for me. So this is one shmuz. It's not this part that I want. I just want Mishnah Shalom Chaim Shmulevitz to come to one point. It's Soru Maher. So this is the Mitzvah. He says, person that is sitting and learning, and he has a Yerita, he could become worse from a person that grows in a modern background. I've had it. That guy's on the floor. The other guy's on the table. But when you move from the table to the floor quickly, nothing is left. There's cups on the floor, but the cups that fell from the table to the floor are worth garnish. Slowly. Look at Chaim Shmulevitz l'inyoneinu. I want a different shmuzim of Chaim Shmulevitz. He says that the Avraham Avinu was aimed in the Akedah. Chazal says that the Sultan came to Sarah and he told her, Yitzchok is shecht, Avraham is shechting, Yitzchok, polcho nishmosa. Chazal say why? Yitzchok heard, Ezbincho, I have two, Yechidcho, זה יוכל לאימוי וזה יוכל לאימוי אשר אהבתו, I like both, את יצחוק. So, אברהם, in back of his head, when Hashem told him, in מחת העקדה, אין מי שגימד את ישמו על גטו את העקדה. אבל, בינכו, I have two, יחידכו, כל אחד יוכל לאימוי, אשר אהבתו, אני אוהב שתיים, את יצחוק. Hashem prepared him for the Nisoyen. Hashem gave him a koyach. He depended for the Nisoyen, a person can be Yoymer. Zoyim Chaim Shlevitz, for good and for bad. Chushim ben Don, the next parasha, everyone is standing, and Esav comes and says, you know, I'm the Bchor, I have to go to the Moras and Machpelah. They tell him, but Yaakov bought it, they start to argue about it back and forth, they send Naftali to run to Mitzrayim to bring the paper that Yaakov has, that he bought, the Tchoro. In the meantime, Chushim Bedon, he can't hear, he asks, what's Geitach though? He tells him, Esav is telling some tainus that he has some rights. He says, and as Naftali will come back, Zayder will be the Bizayim, he chops off Esav's head. Frank B'chaim Shalavitz, and no one else was there to chop off Esav's head. No one else cared the covenant from Yankov. From Chushim Bedon, this deaf kid, Zog of Chaim Shmulevitz. Everyone else came, what they heard. Esav says, I'm a Bchor. It's a good time. He tells him, you're right. I'm a Levite. Yaakov bought it. He said, yeah, no, but he bought that. He's been back and forth. He said, I don't believe. Who told him the paper? Who was on the paper? Everyone's already in the Masu Matan. Esav makes sense. Okay, we'll show him we're right. Chushim Bedon is deaf. He didn't have Masu Matan. He knows one thing. Esav is disturbing the Kavul of Yankov. He chops off his head. And he stops the bar. A person gets used to the Yitzhahore. The Yitzhahore doesn't come in one shot, in one koyach. He comes with a Masu Matan. Masu Matan. Masu Matan. This is the koyach of Esav. This is the koyach of Helgel. For good and for bad. And a person has to use this side for good, side for bad. Chazal say, was two people that peeped to be Yitzron. Yosef, Vahi kedabri olav yoim yoim. Chazal tell us, was this kedabri olav yoim yoim? And Chazal tell us, Palti ben Laish. Who is Palti ben Laish? Shepolte kel me'aveira. Why? Shaul didn't hold that the kiddushin of Michal Bashaul for David HaMelech were toifes. Because with Mekadosh B'mil, the Gemara said, and David HaMelech and Michal gehalten, and she's young Mekudeshes to David. Shaul didn't hold she's Mekudeshes to David. So Shaul was Mekadosh Michal to Palti ben Laish, and he put them together in the house. Aber Palti ben Laish gehalten a loch like David HaMelech that she's the Eishas Ish Vele Korav Eile Kol Yomov. Chazal say he didn't come close. Palti ikel Paltiya Shepolta ikel me'avei. So he gave more in Mao. So Noah Tzchere ve'omar kol ha'oisek v'dobor zeh idoker b'cher. So we can't let the Medrash please. Palti ben Laish, that's a chosh of a yid. The king told him, they put him with the queen together in a room, and all of his life, Shaul didn't let him to leave, and they didn't oisik with Baravere. Yeah. Well, in the Sugya, the Yehuda, Anan Tzadi, Lemuke, and Afshay, and Chazal say, Shepol tekev in Avei, and he more in Ma'oso. So, what's the kasha Ma'oso? Ma'oso, lo yosa Avei. Who said also? Paltiel, Shepol tekev in Avei, Hashem helped him. Ma'os, this is Ma'os. Lo'yos. Lo'yos. There's no Musig of Lo'yos. There's no Musig of Lo'yos. Yosef HaTzadik, Chazal say that he ran out. He ran out without clothes. He left his beggar by Petifera. Why he left his clothes? Find him a false, you grab your clothes and you leave your clothes. When you're leaving your idea, I mean, a husband will come home. I mean, it's clothes. Your clothes are there. So Chazal, he knew he would stay one more minute to grab the clothes. After he'll be nifshu himself with the Azeh. They can't shout. Dangerous to stay. What? Ma also? So the Chaim Shmulevitz. It's not shaykh. A person could be omer the nisayin of gilei arayis. Paltir. One day, 2 days, 5 days. 20 days and the end it rubs out. Ma'os of Chag the Gemara Poltake means he couldn't manage on his own. As they say, Chazal Shepoltake means that he could not manage on his own to fight this war. Ma'os. So why Hashem helped him? If you manage, don't call it Poltake. If you call him Paltir Shepoltake, Al-Kohuk, it was not manageable. Ma also. What is the secret? How we managed? Zog the Gemara, Shenoat Cheres. The Omar Kolar Isaac, the double Zei Doker. Zog the Chaim Shulevitz, I want to tell you a secret. This was a shmuz. I want to tell you a secret. Paltiel came into the first room day and they gave him a shesish shol ha-melech pas. You have to understand, it's not Saman Yisrael to do aveir with a shesish, because I think nafish kumet to Paltiel no yid will do it, and they got to learn with a shesish to rachan aveir to be kal she dekalim. Yeah, aber shol ha-melech ben shono b'molchoi and beis dinoi paskin, she's not a shesish. He said, oh, Rabbanut Mehadri, that it's okay. Sidor Paskin, that it's okay. I'll do some show in the first one. This is the first time I'm first. They look at a pie. Abadet. Shaul HaMelech says it's okay. Hakeret, Rachmonis on her. But Shaul, she's not allowed to be. You start machmir and cheshmir this. Rachmonis on her. No, based in Shaul, Shaul HaMelech, you know, to come from Shemaim. So don't have to say what's that. So don't have money, say that it's okay. So I'm saying, don't it, it's not like you have money. But don't have money, it's not that. So don't have to say what's that. But even so, Paltiel goes into the room, he tells Michal Bar Shaul, you know, we're not going to do Averis. She says, for sure not. For sure not, Chas V'Shalom. But we know in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, living together in the same room, eventually we'll come to Aveira. He took out a knife. And he said, this is Gilei Arayis. The first one that comes close doesn't have to chop him off. If I'm Nichshu, chop me. If you come close to me, I will chop you. Gilei Arayis, you're very happy. And he left the knife in the middle of the room. That when another month, or 2 months, or 3 months, when it wears out, when it cools out, you will see. But you remember then I was so stark. Remember what I held it then? You remember what I taught them? And I'll hold myself. But if not, slowly, slowly, it becomes mutter. You see a guy sometimes calls me up. I'm going to ex chasana, yeah? You're allowed to eat there? I said, sure not, yeah? You should not even the rose? Not even the rose. maybe the mineral water you're allowed to drink. Yeah? Same. You sure? Yes. You sure? No. Then I have to myself go to that wedding 3-4 hours later. And I come and see the guy, you know, wiping himself with a napkin all over. So I call him. I said, I don't mind. You don't want to listen, don't call. Say, call different numbers to call. And you can get a heads up, yeah? The numbers you call, they say everything is okay. So don't call me and then it's... No, I met someone that told me that his uncle of his friend told him that he heard from someone that over the door that it's Mutter, yeah? So I asked him, so Taki, you came and you ate? He said, no. The first half an hour I didn't eat. Then I only ate vegetables. Then the mice, I ate the chicken, you know, it looked very good. This is exactly what Chaim Shmuel Levy said. This person never had a tzaddikus to eat at that place. He's there. Sitting there, the oilam eating, look, everyone else is eating, can't be, he's getting a mach milsam, and then he eats. You go away for Shabbos, tell where you find out, only these things are allowed. Say that. And then the Shabbos, yeah, Mez the Chazer Alei. This is the time of the Odom, Zagim Chai Shmuel Levy. Palti Belash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to help him. Weiss that he said that the Cherev Alei was not enough. The Cherev Alei was not enough, Zagim Chai Shmuel Levy. Aber Ma also, why Hashem helped him? No at cheret. He put a cheret. He put a semen. I met with a unit. Told me he learned in a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He told me I was a very choshen bacher. But my parents forced me to go back to work. In that day, that people didn't know that my life was sitting and learning. And after a year or two, when he was 18, his parents wanted him to come back. And he went to his mashgiach. It was no prayer, he had to leave. He was mamish gestalt, the guy. And he had to leave to the mokrim, you know, with Yosef HaTzadik he had to deal with. You know, mit ale chatoi, mit ale averes. So his mashgiach told him, we'll decide tomorrow if you have to listen to your parents or not. We'll ask him Shemizam and Erbach. Even if the mashgiach himself knew that this boy will not manage to survive a fight with his parents. So, you know, when you know that he can't survive a fight with his parents, sometimes you have to learn him to give up. But he told him, but before we make a decision, I want you to write me down all the good reasons why to stay in one paper, and the way you believe that a person has to be in this world. And he written down, you know, he sat the whole night, a list. There's good reasons why to stay in Eretz Yisrael, even if his parents want him to leave. And what is Yeshiva Bocher, what is the Tachlis has developed? And he came down today to Mashgiach with the paper, Mashgiach reads it, and he tells him, you know, but I want you, if you think there are some things that you've written that you're not really holding in, you know, raise them out. On Tzidkis, like only really what you really believe, not like Mish Chumras, like what you really believe. And again, he rewritten the paper in Gansen. They told him, sign it. That this is what you really believe, and you promise me that you mamish think that this is the truth. Mashgiach made a copy. He folded it with the envelope. And they told him, take this. And when I tell you to keep this envelope closed, and when I tell you to open it, open it. I heard it from the Bala Maisa. Why the Bala Maisa told me that, I could tell you. I don't want to tell you, but I'll tell you, because the Mashgiach was my father. So he came to tell me the story of my father. But really, when he came to tell me the story, he said, everybody, I want to hear the story, you know, with all the details. I don't remember, you know, I met him in a wedding somewhere. I'm trying to remember now where I met him. I don't remember where I met him. But I met him recently, 3 years ago. And he was 18, he went to work, you know, black became gray, the gray became red. You know, the shirt changed from white to blue to red with, you know, with black spots. You know, the shoes became green. Your mamash, you know, out, you know, was mamash, shinui Hashem, shinui Hamokim, everything mamash. He started to go down the hill, you know, and that day is And he called the Mashgiach when he was about to get married. You know, he was about to get engaged, chlest. What, you know, chik to kemoisai. And the Mashgiach told him, I'm asking you a favor. I have a copy and you have a copy. Go to that envelope that you've written. You can't even remember that it exists. You know, the clippers, they cover you like snow, yeah? Open the envelope and we'll read it together. He was already older, he was 26, 27. Age to get him married and that kind of crowds. And he told me, he almost fainted. He threw away everything. Everything. And he became a normal chashev by the bus. Because he had that chesed. He had a reminder from the parent that he really believed and what he believed. Chaim Shmuel Levy told him that shmuz. He said, it's the same thing on Bitul Teira. It's the same thing. A guy decides beginning his man. There's Hanukkah. Every different time that a person has. Besides becoming a Talmud Chochem. It's a ganze Starkheit. But it wears out. It wears out. It doesn't have a tfisa. It doesn't have a achize. You know, sometimes I look at the guy, think myself, 2 months ago, a geret with a zirche fire, you know. It's not even shayach that I will miss. I'll be after 9:30. It's not shayach. It's not shayach. Yeah. Not shayach. A man is into it. It's not shayach. Yes, it's not shayach. And then you just don't see it. It's tomorrow, today, yesterday. You know these people here. Yeah? And you can't talk to them. And you really don't see the Avla, yeah? They already missed 5 nights from Hanukkah night anyways, yeah? She became a hergel by day. The Bitul Teira became a hergel. A person has to put a cheres. Every person has a way to put a cheres. Everyone. Everyone differently. But everyone has a cheres. That he could stick. Every person has a cheres that he could put down. And this is the side of Atzlocha. And you have to know, this side of Atzlocha is in everything. Just, I'll give you an example. I know someone. Every year he's in the Kabbalah, 100 Kabbalahs in Yom Kippur. Then his Rabbein told him 10, he's in the Kabbalah 10. And they don't keep, like all of us, yeah? A lot of he wants, and he really wants, not all of the Chas V'Shalom, but myself, yeah, Chas V'Shalom, but he doesn't keep, you know, he wants a veal very much. The nicer, every year he tries, he will do his Kabbalah better or not. So thought, how do we make a Kabbalah this year that I'll hold him to help. Come on. So he decided, Lamazan, I'm getting emotional. He likes to eat candies, Lamazan, this guy. He was Mikado not to eat candies only over Shabbos. He just normally would eat 10 candies a day. But candies is not eating. What is the Shaykh Hashim? Keep with the candies. But every minute that he wants to take a candy, he remembers, keep it, I was Mikado not to eat a candy. Now this is a very, very easy thing to do. It's a yes and a no. Just don't put a candy in your mouth. Yeah. If you become not eat 5 candies, you're not married. If you start 4 and then it's like the hell. Oh, candies, he will not eat candies. He doesn't control himself. He likes candies, but he will not eat candies. He will hold himself not to eat candies. So he remembers every day it's Tuch Yom Kippur. After he remembers every day it's Yom Kippur, everything else shakes. Everything else rings the bell by him. Everything else shakes the bell by him. This is the Mitzvah. Every person like the Chaim Shmuel Levitz when he has a moment of Isalus, and the Tateri, he spoke in the Tateri in the Shmuz, he has to be a Noat Seref. A Noat Seref. I say, you know, not in our crowds. Baruch Chaz V'Shalom gets married sometimes, he comes to ask, you know, I'm going to live in this neighborhood. I'm scared eventually I'll become like the people in that neighborhood. There's an area in New York that is easier. That's probably so, you know, normally, you know, you go down to the floor. Again, he's very happy, not planning to do it in one bump. He's planning slowly, slowly to go down, yeah? So what will keep him not to become like that? I sit with him together and I try to find a cheret. In some places you tell the guy, you anytime go out of your house with a hat and jacket. Some places you can't, you do that, you think, mom, you're not normal, yeah? But for example, so in Mele, you know you're different from everyone. You will not wear a blue shirt. Everyone else wears a blue shirt, you're not wearing a blue shirt. Some days you can't do it, but everyone will think at least you're wearing blue. But you do a cheret. That the Mele, everything else is kept. It's very simple. Because you find a physical thing, a mitzvah thing that you could hold on to. President Amashar decides to mechazik himself. Learning. But the ma'aseh, it falls apart. He takes a Friday. Some people, Friday is a struggle for them, so it's not an effort to make a Friday. Takes a little Shabbos in the winter. Could learn 4 or 5 hours. He takes a cheret. When he has the cheret, he sees his Kabbalah. If not, says no one. Paldi Ben Laish knows. Today he knows it's Aveira. I'm telling you, I could see it in so much. People ask Shilas. The same person. Seem after half a year, Mamash doing Fakir. But he has the Shilas he was holding there. It goes out. It wears out. Not Cheret. How much people are sitting in this room decided before Hanukkah, first, this Hanukkah will be the best. Yeah? The first candle, some people got burned in the second candle. Yeah? In case of the eighth candle, you know, no one was around. What's the pshat? You forget the cheriv. Not the Hashem, it's... This is a secret. Haltir, Shepol Tayel. Yosef knows, I can't stay in the room with her for 1 more second. Chazal say, Shebolat Melachto, I don't understand what happened exactly in the Maise. The Musab is Nilosai Bachaloi. Yosef is struggling with a fight. He's going to run away from the Yitzhahore. He knows 1 more minute, I will be in it. Yosef knows 1 more minute, he will be in it. Paldi Belaish knows. But you Haskell think, I know what I'm doing, it's okay, I will carry on like I am, you'll see, I'll come every day to Shachris, and then you'll find me in Shiva 7 o'clock, it's all real. But I'm planning every day Morgan Avraham. That's the way the Yisrael goes, slowly, slowly. There's nothing more to do about it. Only Noat Cheret. And if it's Noat Cheret, the Ezra Hashem will have Siyata Mishmar.